I am here at World Dairy Expo speaking with Jerry Kozak, President and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation, and we had a little press conference here talking about the Dairy Security Act of 2011, just introduced a couple of weeks ago by Colin Peterson and Mike Simpson in the House. First of all, Jerry, why don't you tell me really what the main components of H.R. 3062 are?
Well, the main components are pretty simple, okay? It establishes a dairy margin protection program, a basic program and then a supplemental program. It establishes a market stabilization program, which during times of imbalance would kick in. Those who choose the basic margin and supplemental program are mandated to be in the stabilization. If you don't want to be in those programs, then you're not in the program. It eliminates the price support program. It eliminates the MILC and the DEEP programs to cause a budget savings and allows the margin protection program to have a fixed rate that are affordable for farmers over the five-year period.
Well, I think there's some confusion because you had the introduction of your kind of proposal, the Foundation for the Future proposal to reform the dairy policy, and there are differences, some pretty major differences, between that and this legislation. And some people are getting the two confused. Why don't you just kind of basically outline what the major differences are between
right.
them?
Well, when Mr. Peterson introduced his discussion draft, it was Foundation for the Future. It was the National Milk proposal almost word for word. And the purpose of his discussion draft was to elicit comments and see how it could be modified and improved. The purpose of our grassroots session was to do the same thing over the summer. So we went back, we sat down with Mr. Peterson and his staff, and we determined that these changes would be necessary to move the bill forward. So I went back to the National Milk Board, and we voted on the changes that Mr. Peterson and we were advocating. Our board approved it, and 2 days later, Mr. Peterson put his bill in. So it's now the Peterson-Simpson bill. There is no Foundation for the Future.
Right. I guess that's going to be a little bit of a confusion, as we can
right.
tell by the questions we got, some of the questions we got. Why is it so important to have this legislation introduced right now?
Well, look, it's always better to control your destiny than have somebody else control it. And we know that there's going to be significant changes. The super committee is going to impose on the House Ag Committee budget reductions. We know that any bills going forward are going to have to be under the baseline programs, and they're going to have to show a savings under the baseline. So we've accomplished all of that. And what we don't want is we don't want to see a repeat of 2009. We want to get something in place now because, you know, in some cases there are some signs that we're going to have lower prices next year and continued higher feed prices. And our farmers are going to get into trouble again in terms of margins and equity. So it's critical we act now.
Now, this does produce budget savings over the programs that we have in place now. So I guess what are your do you look at as far as chances of passage? I know that things are going to be kind of crazy here coming up with the super committee. Maybe we'll have a farm bill. Maybe we don't. But what do you think overall are your chances of getting this Dairy Security Act passed?
I think they're very good. I really do. I'm optimistic. We're getting a lot of more support. For instance, now you have National Milk. You have the American Farm Bureau, which has come out in support of the program, and you have the National Council Farmer Cooperative supporting it. Those are three highly mainstream organizations supporting these changes. We have the Idaho Dairymen's Association, Oregon Dairy Association, New Mexico Dairy Producers Association, Washington State, and the list is going to go on. So we're building up consensus, and I think that's going to play a major role in why we get this passed.
Well, unfortunately, you have a very vocal opposition in IDFA. What do you think about that, and how do you propose to handle that?
Well, first of all, I'm disappointed because we've tried to engage them in the dialogue, and they've repeatedly just been no. Secondly, the tactics that they've recently come out with, which kind of exposes the entire country to the issues between processors and producers, isn't healthy for the image of dairy products. There's a better way of doing that. Thirdly, we've been the ones to compromise. The Congress has seen that. We altered Foundation for the Future. We made adjustments. We were willing to address and listen to people, and IDFA hasn't taken that position. So I think in the long run, their tactics will not prevail, and will be very successful.
What would you like dairy producers out in the countryside to do?
I want every dairy producer to call their congressman at the moment and tell them to get on the 3062 sponsorship. We need to get as many sponsors of the bill. And they have to hear from farmers. I can go up there, my staff can go up there, but at the end of the day, when a congressman comes home, he wants to know what do their dairy farmers want. And clearly, we're the only game in town right now. And if dairy farmers don't like what Mr. Peterson's done, they surely won't want to do what the IDFA wants to do, and that's eliminate everything. So they have to call their congressman, and they have to have their employees call their congressman, and everybody in their community and say, let's rally behind 3062.
All right. Thank you very much, Jerry, here at World Dairy Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.